Okay, so tonight we have Simon Pei Zion, Siv Zion, continuing in the Dvarim Shetzrichim Lezor Behemas Chayas Va'Ofis, things that you have to be worried about animals. So Zion, Ein Atana Golem Yotzim B'Chutin Shekoshim Him L'Simon. Roosters can't go out if you have these strings tied on them for the Simon. Oishalei Tishbar Kalim, or so that they shouldn't break the kalim. Avalim koshim ragleh shalat tuchal avroach. But if you tied up the legs, they shouldn't run away. Vechein susim harayim besada, and horses that are grazing in the field. Vekoshim shnei yedeim yachad, and you tie the two front legs together shalat tuchal avroach, so they can't run away. Mutter it's mutter. Uvevad shalat yikshar. But as long as you don't tie them akud or rogel, you can't tie them akud or rogel. What's akud or rogel? Akud haynu sheyikshar yad im regel. Awkward is that you tie the hand to the foot, meaning the front leg to the back leg. But rogel haino shekosher achas miraglav, you tie up one of its legs klape mala up. You raise it up and tie it up that way. Shalei telech rak al gimel, so it should only be able to walk on three legs. Shazeu afilu b'chol aser, that's also to do even during the week. Mishum tzar balechayim, because of tzar balechayim. So again, you see the concern for tzar balechayim. Ches misheyesh li mishoris akum, somebody has a guy. And the guy decides to take the behemoth to town for Shabbos. Meaning you have to go take the animal to town to let it drink, so he can ride on it. Oh, riding on an animal is asur on Shabbos, and we said your animal has to keep Shabbos. He doesn't have to stop the guy from sitting on top of the animal. Why? Shabbos, because the issa of riding on Shabbos ain't a mishum masa behema. The issa of riding on an animal on Shabbos not because the behema is doing work. Like we had a last week, the halacha is that a live person carries his own weight. We made an issa the rabbanon, right? Ve'ena also rakman the rabbanon. It's only also mid the rabbanon. But behema like gozer, they weren't gozer for a behema. Meaning, if I carry somebody in the street, somebody who's able to walk, so it's only an issa the rabbanon because midaraisa. The person carries themselves. So they made a gezeira on people. But there's no gezeira on an animal. So an animal does not have to keep the rabbonons. That's a good riddle if anybody wants to. Where does an animal have to keep the raises? So that we discussed. But the rabbonons, the animal doesn't. What would be the scenario? That would be of somebody riding on it. Ela yisruhu ala adam. The problem is, why can't you ride an animal yourself? Because that's an issur she Yisrael also lirka b'Shabbos. We know that a yid is not allowed to benefit from an animal on Shabbos. That's why he's not allowed to ride it, having nothing to do with malacha. Uba'akum leslan ba, and a guy also doesn't have to keep that halacha. So combining the two, the guy has no problem. Vafilu hu nice and uchav, I beg it lirka v'lov, and even to put on the saddle. Or a beged to ride on it. Hein betein legavi haroichiv, their bottle to the rider. Rak shar dover lo yinuch al behema, but you can't put anything else on the behema like we saw yesterday. Tes mutar lo melakum lachlev al behemas b'shabbos shum zar balechaim. It's an issur d'oraisa to milk animals, because you're taking the liquid and you're squeezing it out of the body. Same thing for a human is the same thing. A mother to nurse really is an issa deraisa of mefarik, which is dosh, right? But we allow it because the milking is going to cause tsar. And the milk is also for the yid to use that day, right? You can have a guy do it, and it's also for the yid to do that. Do that. I feel a bit tiltal, even to move it because it's muksa. The guy should take it and put it in the refrigerator or wherever it is. And then after Shabbos, the yid is allowed to take it. Shabbos, what happens if you don't have a yid? So what you do is, seemingly, what you do is you take the milk, you milk it straight into some solid food. Because we know that to take a liquid out of a solid and then it goes directly into another solid is allowed, right? Meaning that's why you could squeeze a lemon onto salmon, but you can't squeeze a lemon into a tea. Right? So that's what you'd have to do. You're allowed to tell a guy to stuff the geese once a day, mishum tzar balechayim, because of tzar balechayim, because once you start stuffing geese, they won't eat themselves. They just need to be stuffed. So they're gonna go hungry. So you'll have to ask a guy to feed them. You are not allowed to even lend, and definitely not to rent your behemoth to a guy, only with a tanai that you give it back before Shabbos. And if it happens that the guy doesn't give it back, then the yid should make it hefker. He can even make it hefker by himself. He doesn't need to call a bezdin. So that he shouldn't be over on an issa. But you can't go rent it or lend it to a guy on the smach that you're going to make it hefker before Shabbos. But this is only for animals that could possibly look like you're renting it out. Right, like parrots, we used to lend the tie, the pickup truck, right? So according to this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you're not allowed to do it. But it seems like if it's something that nobody's going to be chayshed that you're selling it or making money off of it, then it would be allowed. So unless you're...
I did get a comment once.
Yeah.
On Shabbos, that he said he saw a small Chinese guy driving by, I figured it was Thai, borrowed it.
Right. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch straight up, sounds like it's aser. Right. But it means, but that's only if your name was Hertz, then it would be aser. Right. Or Avis. But since nobody rents private cars like that, so then there's no chashash. We're not allowed. You're not allowed to measure out the barley to give your animal. You should evaluate it with your das. Use your das to just evaluate how much estimate, I think. No, not evaluate, estimate. Yudbez, a good shachas, so a bundle of shachas. That's animal food. It may not kosher b'kesher shokayama, so if it's not tied up with a kesher shokayama, dayanu shnei ksharim zal gabizeh, that's two knots, one on top of the other. Mutul la'atiroi, v'litnoi lefnei behema, you're allowed to untie it and put it in front of the behema. V'mutul lachtoich, tiluin kosher lefnei behema, and you're allowed to cut hard gourds in front of a behema. V'hu kishenit l'shu me'asmo. But that's only when they're detached from the ground from the day before, obviously. All right, now, the reason why you're allowed to cut these gourds up, even though you're really not supposed to do work for a behema, that's because they won't be able to eat otherwise. So again, you see, we're more mekel in order to take care of animals. But if the gourds are soft, and you're able to eat it that way, then you are not allowed to cut it up because you're not allowed to do even just a simple task of cutting up fruits and vegetables for an animal, you can't do. Unless, of course, the animal is going to be in pain. Good, Gemma. What do you see from all this is to have a pet on Shabbos is really not a simple thing. That's what we see from all this. Good, Gemma. It's mutter to put a behema on top of grass that's attached to the ground in order for the animal to eat. This is also very interesting, Allah. So it's better to put the animal on grass where the animal has to detach the grass from the ground. Because that's not malacha. It's very happy to chew the grass off the ground. So he's not really doing malacha for you. But if you have your goy cut the grass on Shabbos in order to feed the animal, then it becomes muksa. Then also then you're not allowed to leave your behema there. Right, so it's better. It comes out that it's better halachically to let your behema cut its own grass than to have a guy cut the grass in order to give it to the behema. All right, fine. Of course, if it doesn't have anything to eat, then you're allowed to. If it has nothing to drink, you're allowed to have a guy bring water from a be'er on the Carmelis. Now you think that this shiloh doesn't come up. I had the shiloh a couple of weeks ago. Somebody on Friday afternoon said they're babysitting somebody's pet, and I think it was a dog that ate chocolate. I think it's a big sakana for a dog. It's dangerous for a dog to eat chocolate. So, which I didn't know until that point. And they wanted to know what it was supposed to do. It was right before Shabbos. So lemaisa, if the animal is in tsar, so it seems like isuri derabbanan, you're allowed to do so. I told them they could have a vet. They could have a guy take the animal to the vet. I mean, here you're allowed to bring drinking water with a guy through a Carmelis. Because it's the Rabbanon. I don't think you'd be having an Isur Daraisa, but it's a Rabbanon to have a guy. Well, the truth is, to have a guy drive the car is an Isur Daraisa. So that maybe, depending, it's debatable if it's you can how you fit it in, if it would be a Daraisa or not. Okay, you Dalit ain't toiling al behema kiss. You're not allowed to hang on the behemoth a pocket or a kli that it could eat from there. It's only for pleasure, the behemoth. The only reason why to hang something so that the behemoth could eat from it is just so that it shouldn't have to bend down. You're not allowed to do a tircha for just for pleasure for a behemoth. But calves and colts, right? Those are the baby horses. Shetzavar and Kotzer, they have short necks. And it's Mitzdarim lechem in a karka, and they have tzar to eat from the karka. Mutter litlas lehen kli im Michael b'chotzer. It is mutter for them to you are allowed to hang it the kli with Michael b'chotzer. Avol lo yetsu bo b'pnei masu hulem, but they're not allowed to carry it outside of the chotzer because that is considered carrying. You are not allowed to put grain to for birds in place where it's wet. Because maybe some of that grain is going to stay there, and then it's going to grow. In which case, you have a problem that you planted on Shabbos. If you give food to behemoths, also you can't put it into a sifter. In order to remove all the junk, because that's obviously sifting on Shabbos, which is also that's merakid. But if you don't have kavana for that, meaning your kavana is you just want to give it in a sifter, you're not putting it there in order to sift. Then you're allowed to take it in a sifter and you can put it into an avos. Okay, we will stop there, and everybody should have a fine night. And they should hear only Basura's Tavis.
Can't call Hatzalah.